Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
In this May 17th edition of the podcast, we talk about a balance shifter in NFL powers and a great Hall of Famer that has a birthday today. And we'll talk about all of these and more coming up next. This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. This is your host, Darren Hayes, and we're podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron, one day at a time. So with Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff supplying us with the tunes, let's go no huddle through today's football history headlines.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com, and welcome once again to the Pigpen, because today we have our May 17th edition of the football history headlines and birthdays of Hall of Famers. And boy, we really have some great things to talk about today. There's not a lot of information for May 17th, but there is some interesting information. And let's start off in the year of May 17th, 1969. The newspapers.com football history headline of the day comes from the Clarion Ledger in Jacksonville, Mississippi, which placed in boldface print, NFL gives the 69-70 schedule. The article declares that the Baltimore Colts, Cleveland Browns, and Pittsburgh Steelers all agreed to go from the NFL to join the 10 AFL franchises in the new American Football Conference, or AFC, of the NFL as part of the merger of the two rival leagues, the AFL and the NFL. NFL president and owner of the Browns, Art Modell, declared that the transfer of the three longtime NFL franchise teams was to balance out the teams into two conferences. There was only 10 AFL teams and 16 NFL teams, so transferring three of them over just to balance it out made perfect sense. It is extremely interesting in retrospect just how much that shifted the power to the conference, as in the decade following the transfer, Baltimore and Pittsburgh accounted for 5 of the 10 Super Bowl titles of the 1970s. Oh, and by the way, Miami, Kansas City, and Oakland, they weren't too shabby either during that time. But they were traditionally from the AFL, whereas the Steelers and the Colts, they were, you know, traditionally those NFL teams. And Pittsburgh was pretty much a cellar dweller for most of their career from 1933 through 1969. So it only made sense. They thought the NFL would still have great powers in there. But the Cleveland Browns and Pittsburgh Steelers, they wanted to still have competition against each other. And that's why they sort of teamed up together. And the Colts were just thrown in there for good measure. But just kind of funny that those two teams won so many Super Bowls in that next decade, and really the AFC dominated the first decade after the merger. If you want to be able to read through some old articles like the Clarion Ledger like I did today, you need to check out newspapers.com. At newspapers.com, you get access to over 640 million pages worth of news from the US, Canada, England, Scotland, Ireland, and more, dating back to 1798 all the way to last week. Get a free 1-week subscription to newspapers.com by visiting sportshistorynetwork.com/newspapers, and with a paid subscription, you'll also be helping to support the production of this and other Sports History Network shows. That's sportshistorynetwork.com/newspapers. Now, let's go to a birthday of a Hall of Famer for this May 17th, and it took place in 1912 in Portsmouth, Virginia. Clarence Ace Parker, Duke University's quarterback slash halfback from 1934 to 1936, was born. The National Football Foundation website shares that Ace was one of the most versatile stars to ever set foot on a college gridiron, playing quarterback, halfback, wide receiver, punter, kicker, safety, well, Probably was the water boy too, who knows, while also returning punts and kickoffs. His athletic prowess extended to the Blue Devil basketball and baseball teams as well. Parker played under Hall of Fame coach Wallace Wade, as Ace led the Blue Devils football team to a 24-5 record while he was there, and two Southern Conference championships during his career. In 1935, he averaged 7.4 yards rushing per carry, while punting on an average of 46.7 yards. Pretty good numbers there. During his 1936 All-American season, he averaged 5.8 yards for a total of 647 yards rushing and 10 touchdowns. He was an early superstar with big-time splash plays that season, which included when he posted a 70-yard punt return against North Carolina State and a 105-yard kickoff return against North Carolina, which remains Duke school records right to this day. His punting average was 42.2, including 11 punts that went out of bounds inside the 10-yard line. The College Football Hall of Fame proudly placed the display in the honor of Ace Parker into their legendary museum in 1955. And after leaving Duke, Parker went on to a pro career in two different sports. He played 94 games as a shortstop for the Philadelphia Athletics from 1937 to 1938. And then sort of on a whim, he got permission from the Athletics to try out for some pro ball. Ace was a second-round pick in the 1937 NFL draft, according to the Pro Football Hall of Fame's bio on him, and he really didn't have an interest in playing football, but he enjoyed himself so much and had so much success that he played for the Brooklyn Dodgers from 1937 to 1941, earning league MVP honors in 1940 and taking part in a first-ever televised football game in 1939. Ace was an all-NFL in 1938 and 1940 seasons. His service to his country during World War II interrupted his pro career, but in 1945, he returned for one final season with the Boston Yanks. Parker was one of a handful of former NFL players that were lured into the rival AAFC in 1946, where he played for the New York Yankees, taking the new franchise to the AAFC Eastern title. Now, how about that for some great football history on May 17th? You know, half a year away from being fully into the season. And that just shows you that football, even going back to the early 20th century, is always has some history going on in it. And it's something to enjoy and behold. And we hope you do that with us each and every day here on the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch podcast and on our website, pigskindispatch.com. Because between that, we have about 10 podcasts coming out every week on football history. And our blog posts are between probably over a dozen every week of blog posts. We also have Sunday Fun Day Football Funnies comic strips on every Sunday morning. Just started yesterday, May 16th, so make sure you check that out. We want you to have a little bit of a smile on your face each and every Sunday, replicating those old days when you got the Sunday paper and they had that big, colorful comic section that you got to enjoy and do some great things with. Well, this is football-oriented comics, and if you or anybody else would like to contribute for football-oriented and football-themed comic strips or comic what could be a one pane or maybe just something humorous to give somebody a little smile about the game of football, please contact us at pigskindispatch@gmail.com and we'll try to get you into our weekly football fun pages here, the football funnies. So make sure you do that. Also, check out my partners over at the sportshistorynetwork.com because we have some great sports history going on there. Not just football, but we have sports from all around the world of all seasons. There's baseball, basketball, and all kinds of great things going on there. So make sure you check that out, sportshistorynetwork.com. And don't forget to get that free week of newspapers.com by going to sportshistorynetwork.com/newspapers for a free 1 week subscription. So until tomorrow, everybody, have a great gridiron day.
The 2021 Professional Football Researchers Association Convention will be held at the Gold Jacket Lounge at the Pro Football Hall of Fame during the final weekend of June. Convention speakers will celebrate the 100th anniversary of the founding of the NFL. The fee for the convention is $50 for members and $100 for non-members. The fee includes admission to the convention and Pro Football Hall of Fame, meals on Friday evening and Saturday afternoon, and free parking. All convention activities are subject to COVID-19 protocols. For more details, click on the 2021 PFRA convention link at profootballresearchers.org.
Peeking up at the clock, the time's running down. We're going to go into victory formation, take a knee, and let this baby run out. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back tomorrow for the next podcast. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hey there, football fans. This is Ross, the host of the Pigskin Tales podcast. I just need a few moments of your time to talk about the host of the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, Darren Hayes. He's expanded the Pigpen to search out information on the history of all team sports. It's a quest to find out about the competitors, teams, and places chronicled throughout athletic history through the uniforms and gear the participants used and wore. And he is taking you, the listener, with him on this educational journey to preserve sports history on the Sports Jersey Dispatch, found here on the Sports History Network. His newest podcast, called Jersey Dispatch, is all based on the jerseys that all the greats used to wear. You can find Darren Hayes and the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, as well as Jersey Dispatch, on your favorite podcast provider multiple times each week. So remember that Darren Hayes, the host of the Pigskin Dispatch and Jersey Dispatch podcasts, is found right here on the Sports History Network.